Initiating transmission. Data received.
Hi, James.
Did you get some of those chestnuts over there?
They're roasting on that open fire over there.
That's fantastic. You know exactly how I like them.
We got the Yule log lit.
Oh, fantastic.
You like your chestnuts
roasted? Oh, I love my chestnuts all roasted.
With the grill marks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Just like Dad used to make.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh. Hello.
Hi.
Looks like everybody's joined us here in our holiday dreamland.
We've got a few guests.
Steven's the Dreamland to come to life.
Steven's in Dreamland.
Here it is. Action Features episode 30.
Not only is it episode 30,
it's
but
dirty
it's also...
30.
It's Dirty 30.
It's Dirty 30.
It's also the holiday special.
Yeah.
Which is not going to be that special, really.
Yeah, it's not going to be special at all. It's just going to be like a normal episode, really.
But not really, because we have a top five favorite things. You didn't know about that. Did you know about
it? I knew about it.
I told you about it. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Top five things. You want to say what it is?
Favorite things about the holiday season.
Things that we like about the holiday season.
Doesn't seem very loud.
It's probably going to be the the same things that a lot of people like. There won't be anything new on this list. People are going to hear this list and go, oh, I never even thought about that with the holidays. I sound weird now. I sound like I'm in a box.
Something happened.
Sounds like I've been living
in a cardboard box.
I'm living in a cardboard box. I'm living in a box. That's in Masters of the Universe.
Is
1987
it?
1987 movie, yeah.
That was Kevin, in that movie?
Kevin's listening to it in his van.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I did not.
Living in a box. Are you living in a cardboard box? So it's this still sounds weird, dude. I sound like I'm talking through a megaphone or like a CB radio.
I think you're okay.
Okay. It just seems
doesn't sound
strange.
Weird to me.
It sounds a little strange to me. Hey, if I sound strange in this episode, it is 100% Mike's fault.
It is my fault.
Thanks,
probably.
Dude.
Let me turn your gain up, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I like to gain things. Oh, look at that! All the snack cakes all over the soundboard. Christmas tree cakes and fancy cakes.
Oh, they're falling into the Yule log. We have candles lit here. We've got incense burning.
Yeah. Yep.
A pine tree in the corner.
Yep. We've got all those things, except not really.
We've got it going on here.
All right. Let's get into it.
Okay.
Let's not waste any more of their time. It's the holidays.
Let's not waste time.
Time is precious right now.
You need family time.
Time is so precious. All right. Before we get into the top five.
Precious.
I think we should have, we're also going to talk about Christmas memories. Christmas memories.
All the stuff.
Before we get into that, there's a couple of, pop culture-y type things.
Oh,
that we
God.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
That's what the show is
no,
about.
It's great. It's fine.
All right. really, the main one is the Star Trek trailer. Star Trek
Into
Darkness trailer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We still don't have full confirmation as to who the villain is. They said his name, and sorry if this is spoilery. If you don't want to know anything about the next Star Trek movie.
When they said his name, was it Khan?
They did not say it was Khan.
Oh.
They're going out of their way to deny it's Khan.
Okay.
Okay, so wait a second. If you're not into spoilers for this movie, you should probably, turn this off for, 3 minutes.
What if I'm not into spoilers for the movie?
Just turn it down for 3 minutes. I'm not really spoiling anything. It's just, like,
just
a character's
kidding.
Name.
I'm just kidding.
And it's really not... I mean, all this could be just, red herrings that they're throwing out there.
It's just hearsay.
It's basically just a character's name that they said this character's name. And it's not a name that has related to anything else in Star Trek so far, really. So... It really would not give away anything. In the trailer, there's some cool shots of the Enterprise going down into the water. Well, we think it's the Enterprise going down into the ocean and then raising out of the ocean. And there's a lot of the villain character, Benedict Cumberbatch, is the actor playing him, doing kind of he does these huge jumps and doing kind of things that aren't normal for a human.
He's an alien.
I don't know if he's an alien.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know if he's an alien.
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 All
right. That's a big debate, is what's going on with this guy. They showed a blonde lady, and everybody thought maybe, she's Dr. Daner. They're going to be doing where no one has gone before. But now they've confirmed Bad Robot had this press conference, the J.J. Abrams company, and they've confirmed that the blonde in the trailer is Carol Marcus, who is from Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, the lady that had Kirk's child.
Surrogate.
So, no, not a surrogate.
She was a surrogate mother.
She was a surrogate mother. Yeah. She took care of Kirk's child, even though it wasn't his real child.
I remember
that. She was a surrogate. So they confirmed that, and then they said Benedict Cumberbatch's character's name is John Harrison, which doesn't relate to anything. And even though they said before, it's a character from canon, somebody's thinking that that's just a placeholder name, kind of like the whole Ra's al Ghul thing in the Batman films, and he'll end up being a character.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think it's going to be Khan. And they're trying to cover it up. But who knows?
Now, in this one, they're trying to save whales.
Yeah, you got it. They're going after the whales. Star Trek. You really know it.
Okay.
Yep, they're going to save the whales from extinction.
I thought that's what was happening.
From the extinction. They're going back to the Land Before Time. Right. To save the whales. Like a little foot.
In the Last Fern Gully.
Yeah.
They're going to put them in the Last Fern Gully.
Rock-a-doodle. Yep. Yeah, so there was that. I'm excited still about the second Star Trek. I have faith in it because the first Star Trek. But I wouldn't say that this trailer really, like, made me go, oh, man, I can't wait.
It wasn't very energizing. I saw a lot of cityscape.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't want them to come back to Earth already. They just went out.
They're just out there. Let them stay out there. You know, if this John Harrison is a new character and they're building up a new character, I would kind of enjoy that. I really don't want them to retread another character.
It would be better...
Forge some new ground.
Than...
Yeah, than Khan. I don't
taking
really
a chance
Khan.
On ruining something else.
There's also, I forgot that the Superman trailer hit. We watched that together.
Yep.
Now I think we both watched the trailer and were like, hey, okay, that has promise. You know, I didn't hate that trailer. It definitely has, you know, I'm interested to see where they take it. But everybody online is treating this trailer like it's the second coming, like it's the greatest thing that's ever been shown. I'm sorry, it's just, I think a lot of them are saying that just because it had Nolan's name on it.
Yeah, it's, you know, it looks like it's, I mean, it's definitely shot better than
Superman
Returns. And Kevin Costner doesn't hurt anything, you know, being in it, that's fine. His suit is my main problem.
I'm still not a fan.
But they didn't show a whole lot of Superman, so I don't know.
They spent a lot of time on origin stuff and a lot of him seeming like he's sort of got angst going on and trying to stay away from humanity and all these things. And that's all interesting plot points, but I don't know if I would go, oh, that's the greatest trailer ever. Now Superman's finally getting a good film. I don't know where they're getting all that. I think it's really that they're like, oh, it's Christopher Nolan, so it's got to be good.
Well, they do that with every new hero movie that comes out, and it's dark.
That's true.
Anyone that's darker than the previous one, they say, finally.
Yeah, finally.
What do you mean, finally? You've been enjoying all the other ones up until now.
You enjoyed all the Sam Raimi Spider-Mans. Why are you saying, finally, Amazing Spider-Man's finally a Spider-Man
film? Way.
I don't like that. I hate when people do that.
Yeah.
Did you watch that Pacific Rim trailer? Have you seen that?
No.
It's this new movie Guillermo del Toro's doing.
Okay.
It's like aliens come to Earth through a portal in the ocean. Like giant aliens.
Okay.
They're huge, like Godzilla-sized stuff. And they think the humans are easy pickings. But the humans come up with these giant robots to fight them.
Yeah.
And the robots are controlled sort of like... by mimicking the movements of this, like, guys in these suits, and they kind of controlling them by moving, and the suits doing what they do.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a fun movie.
Like,
kind of like Real Steel.
Real Steel looks like Real Steel looked like a fun movie.
I don't know, man.
it wasn't.
You have to watch the trailer. It looks like a fun movie. It looks like a popcorn movie.
It could be cool.
Just go in and have a good time.
Benicio del Toro does another movie.
It's
he directed it.
Yeah, but yeah.
But
it's his wife. His wife, Guillermo.
Okay.
Okay. So that was about it.
Oh,
we don't talk about that stuff.
I think I know what it's going to be in Star Trek.
Oh, you know what it's going to be in the
Star
Trails?
Yeah.
Yeah. We said Star Trails at the same time. Good work.
If they follow the current formula for movies, he's going to turn out to be a cyber terrorist.
Cyber terrorist. He'll have hacked the Enterprise.
He's going to have hacked the Enterprise.
He's gonna hack it.
And there's going to be a lot of hacking going on. Fisher Stevens might show up.
I was going
to
say, his character's name is actually Fisher Stevens. It's Benedict Cumberbatch as Fisher Stevens, as John Harrison, as Khan.
Cumberbun.
Yeah, as Cumberbun.
Yeah.
As Cinnamon Bun. Yeah.
Cinnamon
right,
rolls.
Well, here we go.
Cinnabon.
All right, so what do you want to do first? You want to...
Let's talk...
What about the...
What? What do you have? Oh, yeah, we're going to do that.
Okay, let's make sure you remember. Don't forget your...
No, segment. I won't. Also, another trailer, Lone Ranger. They just showed the second trailer.
Oh, I hated the second trailer. I love the first trailer.
I don't know.
The second trailer was terrible.
Listen, let me just put it this way, okay? My friend Nate said this. And I can't take credit for it.
Nate the Mac.
What?
Nate the Mac.
The Mac. That's right.
Nate the Mac.
Nate the Mac.
That's from ICP.
He's a Mac Daddy.
All those juggalos out there.
Oh.
Nate the Mac.
Do they have they have a character named Nate?
I'm pretty sure there's Nate the Mac.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I think it is.
Well, my friend Nate, who
that's
is
for the juggalo
not a
audience.
Juggalo.
Yeah.
he might be a gigolo.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Come on, now. You're gonna get in trouble. All right. At home.
Nah. Yeah. He's not. I'm sure. But he said, "A little depp will do you." It's like a little dab will do you.
Yeah.
I don't need any more Johnny Depp. I'm done.
Yeah, I've...
I don't care. I don't dislike him. I just don't want to watch him in anything. Everything is like, oh, you see how weird I can be?
Yeah.
I've got face paint on. I'm going to be Tonto. I'm doing weird things with the horse. Yeah. It's going to be weird.
Yeah.
I've got a weird girlfriend. She's going to be in the movie again. She's weird. Okay, got it. You're weird.
Yeah.
Stop. Well, I want an Indian
that's
guy.
That's not his girlfriend. That's
I know, Tim but Burton's she's girlfriend. Is his girlfriend in every movie, though. And that's
might as well be.
That's it. Might that's as well that's be. How I refer to her because I don't care.
I think when we first watched, I don't know if we talked about watching the first trailer, but the first trailer, the teaser, I think was we like, did. Oh, well, that looks kind of interesting.
It looks like it could be cool. I'm not saying it's gonna be the worst movie ever.
The
I don't know.
The trailer was bad,
but
it was bad.
That's the main aspect. I also don't know why they feel the need to change everybody's outfit.
Yeah,
Lone Ranger. He wears a mask, a white hat, a red handkerchief around his neck. And a blue or gray or blue-gray, one of those old-fashioned shirts. I don't need him to wear a black jacket and a black button-down shirt like every other freaking person. What is it, CSI?
Well, I didn't mind the Tonto changes because it was like based off a real Native American look.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it was like, okay, that's fine, but maybe that'll be the end of his craziness. But he's talking about that horse is doing strange things, and he's just sort of has his Johnny Depp voice going.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It was in the music of the trailer.
That's what I'm saying.
And just the effects and the flipping of the things, and me and Matt watched it, and we're both just kind of like, looks like the sequel to Jonah Hex. Like it's, I'm so not interested after that second trailer.
Yeah,
way to turn people off, man.
Tonto has some leeway with his look. I feel like you have an iconic character like that. You really shouldn't mess with it. If it looked good, I wouldn't be worried about that. I would set it aside, but it doesn't.
It reminds me of like a melding of Jonah Hex and Green Hornet.
And Pirates of the Caribbean.
That's what it feels like to me. Like they've taken those two movies and smashed them together.
Will you come on this adventure with me?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
I won't come.
Okay.
All right, let's get into this. Are we done enough?
Yeah, let's talk about... All right, so it's the Christmas season. It's the holiday season, actually. And I'm talking... When I say holiday season... I mean winter, too.
Yeah.
I'm talking about just the whole time, from Thanksgiving up to New Year's. Everything. What we're going to talk about our favorite stuff? We're going to talk about some holiday memories. I remember one year, for starters, I got the Hall of Justice for Christmas. I'm not going to lie about it. I got the Hall of Justice. I also got the Batmobile.
Don't lie about it.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, okay.
I got both of those things, and I'm sure I got some figures, too. I don't remember. But I got the Hall of Justice. And it was awesome.
Yeah.
And I was a young kid.
Are you talking about Christmas memories right now?
I'm talking about Christmas right now.
Okay, I'm going to do some Christmas memories too then.
Okay.
I thought we were doing the top five first. But let's do the Christmas memories first.
Maybe we should do the top five first.
Maybe
that would lead to other things.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, well that was just a warm-up. I've talked about the Hall of Justice, that's it.
Down a notch, dude.
Man, sorry.
Because I think the top five, a lot of people are going to anticipate what we're going to say.
Okay.
Whereas Christmas memories, they weren't there with us.
They didn't know.
They
don't know. They have memories of their own.
Yeah.
Okay. Top five.
Top five.
You want me to go first? I'll go first.
Care.
It doesn't matter. This one. Top five. Hot chocolate.
Oh, hot chocolate's good.
I love hot chocolate. I'm not drinking it in the summer.
I sometimes have it during the summer.
Yeah.
Like early in the morning.
Yeah, it has to be Starbucks. Real early. Yeah.
Like Starbucks.
I never go to Starbucks early in the morning.
I have one right down the street from me. Okay. And Bobby loves Starbucks.
Okay, that makes sense.
Everyone's gonna make a run at Starbucks.
Okay.
Man, hot chocolate is good with marshmallows.
I like hot chocolate with marshmallows.
With marshmallows, as Spock would say.
Oh, does he say that?
He says it in Star Trek V. It's marshmallow.
They need to look for him.
To toast a marshmallow.
They need to look for him.
They do. They need to find him.
Do they search for him?
They do. They found him.
Okay, good.
Yeah, he was toasting marshmallows. Okay, okay, so that's great. Hot chocolate's awesome.
I love it.
All right, my number five, and you're not going to agree with this, I don't think.
I might not.
In a small dose, snow.
Well, that was almost on my list because it has to be in a small dose.
I don't like a ton of snow. I like just enough snow that I can go outside and have a snowball fight.
I want snow on Christmas Day.
I want snow on Christmas Day.
And then be done with it.
We got like no snow last year. Remember that?
Yeah, that was okay.
I wasn't okay with that. I like a little bit of snow.
Yeah.
I just hate
driving in it. That's my only problem is having to get to work in it and everybody's driving like
snow on the weekend.
Idiots.
Snow on the weekend.
Snow on the weekend. I can stay home for a weekend.
Snow on Christmas.
I can stay and stick around in 1955 for a week.
There's no reason not to.
Yeah.
You get to stay at the house and do some things.
That's right.
Just have fun in the snow.
Snowballs. Sledding.
Yeah. So snow.
One year we dug a tunnel in snow. We got so much snow one year That
we made a tunnel.
We made a tunnel
to China,
and it was long. It was a long tunnel. It was probably, you know, it was probably
that's awesome.
It was probably really like 15 feet, maybe. Yeah. But that's a long ways as a, you know, 12-year-old.
We made a snow dinosaur. When I was little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it Brontosaurus?
No, it was like a T-Rex.
Yeah.
But it was back in the days when we were kids.
He had little twig arms.
He had tiny arms.
Yeah.
But when we were kids. Dinosaurs they still thought the
dinosaurs ruled the earth.
Well, no.
When you were a kid, dinosaurs ruled the
earth. Wow.
Sorry, man.
That's funny.
You set it up.
An age joke.
You set it up. I just knocked it down.
That's really easy.
Hey, I'm past my prime also.
Those are easy ones.
I'm past my prime, so don't worry.
Well, as I was going to say before the whippersnapper cut me off, was back when we were kids, they still thought that dinosaurs dragged their tails. Right. Along the ground. Right. It wasn't until like late 80s, early 90s that they started thinking that dinosaurs had their tails upright.
Right.
You know, and they used them as balance or whatever. So we had a T-Rex that was dragging his tail on the ground.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Probably had to, too, because of the snow. It'd be hard to make that.
Yeah, exactly. You couldn't have it like sticking out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy to think about that?
Yeah, that's been a relatively recent.
Yeah.
How
dinosaurs.
Thing.
Yeah, the
if you look at old drawings of dinosaurs also, yeah.
They're
different.
Slow looking and fat and all these things. At the museum center, when we were kids, they had a big dinosaur there, and it had the whole tail dragging the ground thing.
Hmm.
I remember that when it used to be in a different location.
Just funny.
It's crazy to think about.
They don't have anything completely sewn up.
No, nothing's
they
sewn
up. They think that they...
They keep changing things.
They think they know everything, but they don't. They're going to find out new stuff.
All right.
Number four is an easy one for me, Thanksgiving food.
That's good stuff.
I don't eat breakfast that day.
Are all five years going to be something you consume?
Yeah, so far there's two.
Yeah.
The other two will not be.
Oh, there's five, so you've got two and two. You've only got four.
The other... Apparently I came up short.
Yeah. One of my favorite other things is missing number three, apparently. All right, so yeah, that's good.
Who doesn't love it?
I love it.
I get leftovers, I pick out.
It's good.
Just have...
It's good. Yeah,
it's good.
All right, number four for me is the Christmas Story Marathon.
Mm.
I love the Christmas Story film.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. So, and it's a good way of combating the horrible, wretched marathon we have running here at work. Which I guess we should touch on that real
quick. Let's talk about that.
Okay. So a few years ago, Joe Younger, who is a good friend but also my worst enemy.
Not really a good friend now.
Back when we had the toy mall location where we had an actual toy store.
I'm just kidding, Joe. You're a great friend.
He's a great friend, except for this. Years ago, this is probably like 7-8 years ago, maybe longer, probably longer.
It's been a little while.
7 or 8 years ago, I would bet.
We tried to figure this out.
He bought Christmas Vacation 2, Cousin Eddie's Island Adventure.
Hmm.
Which is a horrendous film. And he decided that it'd be a good idea to play it as many times as we could in the shop.
Oh, it's funny. Yeah.
And then each year, it was like, let's beat the last number and play it as many times as we can between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And then it became a tradition where it was like, okay, we just have to watch it nonstop.
Every day.
To Christmas, nonstop, in the shop. And then we moved locations to here, we kept it up. Mike and I kept the tradition up here.
We just had an office, so it wasn't like in the shop where you could kind of walk away.
You couldn't get away from it.
You're just
trapped with it. Yeah, there's a TV with a DVD in the office, and it's just in the corner.
I was going to kill myself.
And it was just constant. And we're still doing it. We're still watching it every single day. I have nightmares about it.
You haven't had nightmares.
I get sick about it. I don't want to come in. I'm just thinking about how horrendous it's going to be to listen to this movie all day.
It's the worst.
It's the worst.
It's the second worst movie ever made.
What's the first?
Cowboys Run, a.k.a. Fugitives Run, starring David Hasselhoff. Yeah. That's the worst movie ever made.
At least there's no marathon for that.
Exactly.
Christmas Vacation 2, we know it's coming. Every year we know it's coming.
I hate Christmas because of it.
It
ruins
Christmas. It just saps my will to live. It
takes all your energy.
It takes every bit of like I have away from
life.
I
hate that movie. We did a conservative estimate.
It's
last week it was like 400 viewings.
It's got to be more. Thinking about it. It's got to be more. We got to be up to 1,000.
It was conservative.
We have to be up to
1,000. Very conservative.
We've seen that movie way more times than people involved in making the movie.
I've seen it more than any movie I've ever seen.
Exactly, and that's really sad to think about.
I hate it.
The top movie for viewings for you and I is Christmas Vacation 2, Cousin Eddie's Island Adventure. That's terrible. I don't want to go out like that.
Don't die. Don't die like that.
I'm not going to die like that. I'm not going out on that one.
We have to break this tradition at some point.
We got to do it. So yeah, so the Christmas Story Marathon helps me combat that because I love A Christmas Story.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a cool feeling to have a Christmas classic that came out when you were a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think about like Miracle on 34th Street and It's a Wonderful Life and all those classic films. But this one came out when we were kids. This is our movie, you know?
Yeah.
So it's it's cool to see it being a Christmas classic. And I love that film. I've loved it since I was a little kid.
Me too.
Yeah. That was number 4 for me.
Well, that was number 3 for me.
Oh, is it?
Same thing, yeah.
Awesome.
Christmas Story Marathon.
That's fantastic.
24 hours. I did happen to get sick one year.
Yeah.
It was high school. Christmas vacation, I got terribly sick, and I was stuck. And I fell asleep. There was nothing on but that.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it so many times, fell asleep, woke up, it's still playing, like, in the same
place. Yeah, it feels good.
No, it was, that was bad.
No, that probably felt good.
I didn't appreciate it.
Looking back at it, you appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Number 3 for me is there's a local station, and I can't remember. It's just tuned on my radio. I think it's like Star 93 or something like that. And beginning after Thanksgiving, they play nothing but Christmas music.
Mm.
It's just like constant Christmas music. I love Christmas music. Bobby does not like Christmas music, but mm-hmm. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that there's a station that's, and that's all it's, I never really listen to my radio. I'll play like CDs or soundtracks or something like that. But that I listen to. I keep that radio station tuned in and just listen to Christmas music nonstop. Because how can you not like Christmas music?
I like it up to a point. Feels good up to a point, and then it gets
great
to be
all
hectic.
The time. Yeah. No, it doesn't get hectic. It feels good.
Some of it's really stupid too. You go into these stores and they're like,
you're really stupid.
They're playing like Tina Turner's Christmas or
not that stuff. Not even about the classics.
I know, but this is where it goes. This is where it leads to. There's always like, I'm trying to think of somebody.
It's Christmas Beyond Thunderdome.
Nicki Minaj has a new Christmas song out. We're going to play it for you.
No, not that stuff. Not that stuff. No, see, Star 93 only plays
the classic
stuff. Yeah.
I can get behind that.
It's good. It's good. I love listening to it. I love hearing it. It just makes you feel good.
Okay. I'm with you.
All right,
it puts
two.
The mood in the
What's
air.
Number 2.
Number 2 for me, Hot Air Blanket.
Air blanket?
Blanket. It sounds like balloon, hot air balloon, but it's hot air blanket.
What's a hot air blanket?
Well, let me tell you, my friend.
Okay.
I'm so glad you asked. I get home, okay, and I come home. I don't turn the heat on when I'm not at home.
I don't either.
I'm not paying for that.
Me too.
Why would I pay for
Some
that?
Some people say I'm crazy, but I'm like, why would I keep my house heated while I'm gone?
Why would you do that?
I'll just slowly turn the heat up and bring it back up.
That would more than double your bill.
Exactly. It only drops like 5 or 6 degrees while I'm gone.
Yeah.
And I'll just slowly heat it up when I get back.
Exactly.
I'm not there for 10 hours or something.
Exactly. But during that time where it's slowly heating back up, sometimes I get home, get out of the car, you're cold. It's cold in the house. It was cold outside.
Yeah.
I get home. I have a little space heater.
Mm.
Okay?
I know where this is going.
A little tiny one.
I know where this is going.
It's sitting right in front of the couch. That's where I have this thing.
You fart under the blanket and light it on fire.
Yep.
Yep. Hot air blanket. Pretty sweet, dude.
You guessed it. Okay. Yeah. Move on. No, it's not it.
The heater's not involved. I've got this beautiful little heater. I don't turn it on.
There's nothing to do with it. I have this little heater. I sit right in front of it. Kind of straddle it, you know. You have it sitting in front of you, and I throw a blanket over my legs, my feet, and everything.
Yeah.
I turn this heater on. That I just crank wonderful. It. I gotta tell you, it's immediate heat.
That's wonderful.
Everything just warms up.
That's a fire
up.
Hazard.
Everything warms up immediately.
Yeah, you're not supposed to cover those things.
Yeah, people have been telling me that for years.
It's a horrible fire hazard. But you know what? Hey, don't try that at home.
Do try it at home because it's awesome. You just have to watch it. That's all. You can't fall asleep with You can't go to sleep with that. You can't leave it on all day. You can't do the hot air blanket all day. Yeah.
Here's some other things to try. Put a hair dryer under your shirt and turn it on.
Make toast by the bathtub.
If you're feeling really cold and you've got some old books you don't read, light them on fire inside the house.
Make a pile in your room. Set them on fire. Use a clear trash bag as an astronaut's helmet.
Hey, is that spoon extra cold? Throw it in the microwave first.
Yeah.
Heat it up.
There's all kinds of good things you can do.
We're going to cause multiple fires in this episode.
Yeah. But the hot air blanket has single-handedly saved winter for me for like 2 years now. That's the only
As if it has hands.
It single-handedly did.
Single-handedly doing it.
I put hands on it.
Yeah. Tiny hands.
I put little Mr. Potato Head hands on the side of it.
That's good.
Yeah. So anyway.
All right.
I love that.
Okay.
So and
what was that, number 2 for you?
My friend Mary also got me An electric blanket.
Electric blankets are awesome.
That's a mild heat. That's a slow warm.
Yeah, that's
there.
Those are awesome.
It's good. It's very
good.
Those
are quite awesome.
So I'm not downplaying the electric blanket.
Yeah, there's no reason to do that.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But for me, it's like sitting in a sauna.
I'll bet.
It's like so, it's relaxing. I just put, oh.
I'll
put
bet. On, it's like you're in the womb.
I just, oh, I'm in the womb.
You're in the womb.
I'm in the womb. That's great. Anyway.
All right. That was your number two.
That's
right?
My number two.
Okay. See, now, you had two things of food.
I did.
And I didn't do that. I there's so many, like, foods, specific foods mm-hmm. that I look forward to
yeah.
at Christmas time. I just put foods returning.
Okay.
And that includes things like eggnog.
Okay. I know you love eggnog. I know you do.
You know I love eggnog.
I know you do.
McRib at McDonald's.
Oh.
Yeah, I love McRib.
Come back at
McRib
Christmas
comes
time?
Back at Christmas time, like November, December, the okay. holiday time, it comes back. The custard pie comes
I love,
back to McDonald's.
Yes.
Those are fantastic. And, you know, I gave up McDonald's this year. I haven't eaten it all year long.
I know you did.
Except
good
for
job.
McRib.
Good job.
I said, okay, when the McRib comes back, I'm allowed to take a break and have McRibs. So I had two McRibs. I don't know if I'm going to have any more. I think that might be it for me. But, it felt good not to eat the McDonald's all year, but having that McRib, I couldn't give it up because it's one of the things I look forward to with the holiday season.
It's a special treat.
It's a special treat.
You can have it.
Christmas tree cakes Little Debbie.
I was hoping that was going to come
up. It's on there, man. All these things that you can only get around Christmas time. All these treats.
You know what my original number five was?
What was that?
Christmas tree cakes.
They're so good.
But you know what? I want to save it. We'll save it for now because I want to talk about how they don't have them.
Yeah, they don't have them around town.
Right? Somebody's got them. Yeah. Somebody has to have them. But I went to Kroger the other day specifically to get them. They didn't have them.
I'll bet it's that whole Hostess thing that people are having to find other treats.
I
now
guess.
The Hostess is gone. They're like, I've got to find a different treat. What's this, the Christmas tree cake? If you loved Hostess
mm-hmm.
and you go into a shop and there's no more Hostess, what's the first Little Debbie thing you're going to grab if you see it? The Christmas tree cake. Yep. That's what you're going to grab.
Around Christmas time.
You're gonna
They've had them
that.
Every year as long as I've been alive.
Yeah, all we got is the chocolate ones here.
Well, Matt
and
found
the
chocolate
cake.
Ones. I got a fancy cake as a placeholder, but I just had one,
it doesn't have those little sprinkly things on
fancy.
It. You know?
It doesn't put me in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
Now I'm just feeling a little fancy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, Christmas tree cakes.
Christmas tree cakes.
I love them.
I love them so
And
much.
I didn't realize how much until
yeah.
I didn't have them.
Yeah.
Don't it always seem to go?
What's your number one?
You don't know what you got till it's gone. Oh, smell of pine trees in the house.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, you do a real tree?
Most years we do. Sometimes it gets a little like, hey, we're just going to put up a... And I say we, I mean my family... I live by myself right now.
Yeah.
I don't put up a tree.
I'm coming over. I'm living with you.
Come on, James. Come on, buddy.
I'm going to come live with you, so you're not all by yourself right. anymore.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
I don't put up a tree. And some people say, oh, you should.
You should.
Well,
I'm one of those
if you want to come over and put it up for me, I'm all for
I
it.
I might still have a spare tree floating around. Somewhere.
Yeah?
Yeah. Artificial.
An artificial one?
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah. I love the smell of pine.
Yeah.
But what comes with that is...
A lot of cleanup.
Cleanup comes with it, but the other good that comes with it is the lights. I love turning all the lights off, have the Christmas tree on,
nice.
And fall asleep that way.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
That's wonderful.
That is wonderful. As a kid, we always did real trees.
Yeah.
But as an adult, I've always done artificial just because it was so much easier,
mm-hmm.
and because we have a cat, you know, I don't want the cat getting in the tree and mm-hmm. all those things. But I do miss it. I do miss kind of having a real tree sometimes. But man, the convenience of the fake tree is... Fantastic.
It's very convenient.
Very convenient. But the lights are the same.
The lights are the same. You can still go to sleep.
We do all white lights on the tree now.
That's
we
good.
We do a bunch of different colors, but we do all white now. I love it. I love the way it looks. Number one for me, and this is going to be different for me than for you because I have kids, it's my kids' excitement for Christmas. They get so excited, you know, writing letters to Santa and going to the stores and looking around and going, oh, I wish I could get this for Christmas. And wanting to go see Santa and just... talking about Christmas and watching Christmas movies with them, it's just like the best feeling in the world.
Yeah.
I wish I could bottle it up, that feeling.
I wish you could, too.
I wish I could. It's, you know, for when I was a kid, Christmas was so much because you're a kid.
Yeah.
It means so much to you. And then when you get an adult, it kind of, there's some magic and it's not quite as much fun. And then when you have kids again, when you have kids of your own and you're watching them experience it, like, you get the feeling
right
back.
You're living vicariously in a way through your
children. You're getting to see what your parents saw in you.
Right.
Because
that's what it's about. It's about the giving and the making, Yeah. Making your kids happy. Get your kids excited.
Yeah, it's watching them get excited and getting them things.
That's right.
Santa getting them things and all those things that are pretty exciting.
That's why it loses its luster as an adult.
Yeah.
Until you have kids.
Yeah, so I agree. I mean, Christmas can still be fun for an adult, I think.
Sure.
It really gets fun when you have
it's
a kid.
It's different, yeah.
It really does.
It's different.
All right.
My original number one was seeing your kids get excited for Christmas.
Are you serious right now?
No. Oh. Come on, man.
Wow, I thought that was pretty heartfelt.
Oh. Well, I don't get to see your kids get excited for Christmas.
That's fine. Take it back. Just take it back.
Take it back.
All right, so there was that. Okay, don't be forgetting this.
Oh, yeah. I want to say my nephew, CJ,
texted
me last night.
How old is CJ?
CJ is in high school. You put me on the spot here. He's...
Well, no, I'm just making sure he's old enough to have a cell phone to be texting.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, he's good. Old enough. He's maybe 14, 15. He's grown up. He moved away for a little bit, and so I haven't seen him, but I miss him.
Don't feel bad about not knowing his age. He's not going to care about that.
He's not going to care.
He's not going to
no,
care.
No, he's a cool guy.
His name is CJ. That's super cool.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
But he texted me last night and he said, I just listened to your last podcast.
Yeah.
What do you have a problem with Skyfall for or something like that? He's like, why do you not like Skyfall?
He called you out.
So he did. We had a little text. I said, I can't text all this.
Yeah.
I don't have enough time.
He didn't have time for it.
But he enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that he enjoyed it.
That's good.
Because as a young man, you know, seeing like the new Bond film.
Yeah.
Going to see it in a Bond film is an event, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's awesome.
Like a new generation being introduced to it.
It's awesome. Yeah. But anyway, we had a good time. So anyway, I just want to say, hey, CJ. I want to just give a little shout-out to CJ.
That's a shout-out to CJ.
Thanks for listening.
All right. Was that your segue?
That was my segue, because I'm talking about younger... We have younger listeners.
Well, as we all know, Blaze is an avid listener of Action Features. He's
heard every episode,
I bet.
He's
professed himself as the Action Features number one fan.
I bet he is.
I think he might be.
I bet he is.
He's so excited about every episode. He loves everyone. All right, so he wrote the very first fan letter to Action Features.
I want more of these, by the way.
I want you to read this on the air.
I've never heard this, also.
You've
been sitting on it for like two weeks.
I've been sitting on it.
Or 3 weeks or something.
All right, so here we go. This is a fan letter from Blaze. James, Dad, and Mike... Which it should really go the other way.
You should
really say, Dad, oops, I mean James.
Right.
As we write it.
No, it's good.
But he took it the other way.
He's getting your name out there.
James, oops, I mean Dad. And Mike, I am loving Action Features.
Nice.
I hope you do an all X-Men episode of the podcast.
That's a good idea.
It is. I also hope you do another Small Wonder podcast.
Blaze, you're the only one, buddy.
He liked it. Him and Charles, they listened to it together.
Oh, did Charles?
Yeah, Charles, he said it was his favorite episode.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I also hope you'd... hang on. I think you should let Mike read your Marvel comics so he could talk more about comics on the show. There's more out there that the fans want to know. What is your top five favorite video games? Will Mike ever give Captain America the First Avenger another chance?
These are good questions.
From Blaze.
Oh, that's the end of it?
No,
oh.
There's a P.S. P.S. Since the Big J was mean to Vicky, she probably destroyed his house. And that's why he lives under a bridge now.
Spot on.
That's a callback to the Small Wonder episode.
That's fantastic.
He's explained why the Big J is homeless now.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah, you wrote that at school.
I love the P.S.
You wrote that at school.
I love that he's spending time at school. Oh, you wrote it at recess?
Yeah.
Blaze, I want you spending time in math, English class, social studies.
Yeah. I think it was a recess. It might have been like a free period or something like that.
He told you it was recess.
I think he said recess. I could be wrong.
Yeah. He told you it was a free period.
Yeah. He told me it was. It was actually during math class.
It was during math class, yeah. I hope.
Are you taking notes, Blaze? Oh, yeah. I'm taking notes.
I'm taking
notes to Action Features, the podcast. He says it under his breath, but she can still hear it.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey.
Yeah.
Wishes granted. We will do a top five video games.
Yeah.
And
we'll definitely do an X-Men podcast.
We'll do an X-Men.
Yeah.
And you get three wishes. I will watch Captain America,
the First Avenger
again.
I think I might have it here. You should just borrow
I think you do.
Yeah, you should just borrow
it. I'll take it.
Yeah, he's very concerned about that. Because he loves Captain America. It's his favorite superhero.
I understand.
And he's just, I don't understand why Mike wouldn't like it. I don't understand it. Yeah. So he showed his concern to the family.
He's right.
So Bobby said, she said, oh, maybe I'll write a fan mail sometime to you guys. And it was like something real short, like, good job. Or something like that. And Blaze said, hey, I got an idea. We'll make it a recurring segment on the show, and we'll call it Fan Mail from the Bees. Because they both start with B. Yep. And Blaze and Bobby.
Yep.
I'm like, I don't think anybody else would have joined that segment. He's deciding segments for the show now. He's our programmer.
He should be our programmer.
Fan mail from the Bees.
If your name starts with a B, you can also join it. You can send one
If it doesn't, then don't send us any letters, because we're not going to read them.
Right.
Not
what the segment's called.
So, yeah, that was funny. All right, so look, you want to share a few Christmas memories real quick as we close out this episode?
No, I don't. I'm done.
I don't want to do that.
Oh, yeah. I have one, like, main thing.
All right.
Aside from all the great stuff I got as a child and everything, one year for Christmas... Christmas on my father's side of the family, I got one gift. No, I got more than one gift, but my dad gives me this box, and I'm like, well, this is a little weighty. What is it? I open it, and it's a Gil Hibben Warbird Fantasy Dagger. It's the first, like, collectible knife that I've ever got or whatever, but it was beautiful. It was pristine.
Awesome.
It was just sparkling out of there, and I just totally didn't expect it.
Yeah.
I've been drooling over that stuff for, you know, years and just never even thought. I never even thought in a million years that I could have anything like that, because I was I was like 14, I think, and there it was, and I was just like,
there it was.
Whoa.
Here it is.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe it.
Pretty sweet.
So yeah.
That's all you want to share is just that one.
Well, I have my stepbrother got a Captain Hook figure that I wanted but didn't get.
That's
so
rough. That's rough.
I've got a few of those stories.
I wish we had Chad and Matt in here to tell the Storm Shadow story.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Quick Kick and Storm Shadow. But we have to have those guys in here one of these times.
One of these times.
They're so funny. I have a couple things I want to touch on for Christmas-type memories.
Okay.
My friend Brad Withers, who...
is he related to Bill Withers, the singer-songwriter?
Well, maybe.
Okay.
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to go ahead and say yes.
Okay.
he's been a friend of mine for a long time. He messaged me on Facebook the other day and sent me a link to this website that has the Sears Wish Books, the old Sears Wish Books.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
Scanned them all and put them on a website.
Yes.
And you just go by year. And I was just thinking about how much I used to love looking through those Sears Wish Books and the Toys R Us Big Toy Book and stuff as a kid. Because we didn't have the internet. Or we didn't have, like, toy magazines all the place.
Right.
All these toy news. That was how you found out stuff was coming.
Yes.
Or kept track of stuff. Those little catalogs that came with the vehicles or whatever. And the Sears Wish Book. All those things were, like, my... internet type thing back then, where I wanted to see a toy.
I agree.
Those were so great.
Yeah, that's... I forgot. I'd kind of...
Aren't those awesome?
So awesome.
Just going through and circling what you wanted.
Just everything. Trying to figure out prices.
Out
I had a... One year I got... it must have been JCPenney, but they had the... It was the first year of Toy Biz that did the X-Men figures.
Yeah.
And they had a 5-pack.
Oh.
Which was just the figures. They put them in bags, so you didn't get...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Or was that? That was a different pack. Anyway, I got a Wolverine that year.
Yeah.
So that first Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
And I begged my mom. I knew I was getting it, right? And
yeah.
I begged her. I just begged her, Mom, please, can I have something early?
I
want this figure
early.
I
used to love doing that.
Please.
Love it.
Well, I was kind of getting a little bratty with it. She was like, you know, you got... Christmas is close. You're fine. She's new. She normally give me a present early or something, but...
Yeah.
For some reason she didn't, but I hounded her until I finally got that. It was a little disappointing. I didn't enjoy that figure as much. First of all, the mask is also a ring.
Yeah, that first Wolverine for Toy Biz.
It was rough, but also the dissatisfaction of just bumming my mom until she was just like, oh, okay, fine.
Yeah, you can't enjoy it as much.
Not good. So kids,
just
listening,
wait for the enjoyment.
You just gotta wait,
because
you won't appreciate it if you demand it that way. I knew I didn't deserve it when she gave it to me.
Exactly. If
like,
they don't, if you're not feeling like the love from your parent when they're giving it to you, it takes away some of the fun of it.
Took away the fun,
you know. I remember seeing the. Speaking of X-Men, that was I think it was the Toys R Us Big Toy Book that year when the X-Men were starting to hit. Toys R Us had a pack that was like a 10-pack. And it was the first way they released Professor X in that hover chair.
Oh, yeah.
That was the first way he came out.
Yep.
And it was the only way you could get him. And the first time I'd seen that figure was in the Toys R Us Big Toy Book. And I remember seeing that pack and going, there's a Professor X. There's a Professor X figure. And there was already figures in that pack I already had.
Yeah.
But I was like, I want that pack so bad. I want Professor X. And then you get the pack, and they're all screwed into the bases. They were actually screwed into the bases. So it was like you had to, like, unscrew them to get them out, and they had, like screw holes in them and everything. Yeah, so.
That's disappointing.
But I used to love those things.
I did, too.
Love those things. I miss those days.
I do, too.
Of not finding out anything until you look at those ads and those circulars and things like that.
Yes.
So there was that. I also wrote down, oh, when I was a kid, we all the presents would be wrapped under the tree, and I guess my parents had some kind of deal going with Santa, or they did some kind of like a letter to him or something like that, and so all the things were wrapped up under the tree, and my mom told us that if you they were all empty boxes that Santa was coming to fill, and if you touched any of them, he wouldn't fill that one, and then she would know when we opened up on Christmas that we had touched that present because Santa didn't fill it.
Whoa.
Yeah, so it was like, oh, man, do I take the chance and, you know, try to get it to the box and check it out and see what's going to be in there?
I wouldn't do it.
I didn't. I never took a chance, and they were always filled.
Oh.
And my mom always knew that I didn't touch anything because Santa filled them all.
Right.
So, yeah, that was a big Christmas memory for me.
That's pretty good.
Was not being looking at those boxes and being so tempted to touch it and knowing, dude, if I touch it, Santa's not going to fill it. My mom's going to know I touched it because Santa won't fill it. When it's empty on Christmas morning, she's going to go, you touched this one.
You did
touched it.
Giveaway.
Look at that. You gave away your Castle Grayskull.
You got caught red-handed.
There was going to be a Castle Grayskull in there.
Now there's not.
Now there's not. You're not getting Castle Grayskull.
Nope.
So I got Castle Grayskull.
That's cool.
Another thing I remember, there were some great Christmases. There was, like, I think one where I got, I think I got Snake Mountain and the Terror Drome, I think maybe the same year.
Wow.
That was a heck of a year, man.
Yeah.
And I remember the year, I actually had a video of this Christmas. I need to turn it to a DVD at some point. There's a video of this Christmas where I got my first Transformer. And I may have shared this story on the show before, but it was Jazz. My first Transformer was Jazz. And I got him and I freaked out. I was like, I got a Transformer! I was so excited. And so I got him out of the box and I'm like, oh, I got a Transformer! And he was in car mode, you know, and so I was like, I want to put him in robot mode. And so I handed him off to, I think, one of my uncles and said, can you transform him for me?
Yeah.
You know, because it's hard to transform when you're... early ones, especially, were those. They were kind of tough. The car ones were. And you can watch the video, and it gets handed off, because none of the adults can figure out how to transform it. And so you're watching the video, and other things are going on, but you're watching the Jazz circle all around the room. And it gets back to me, and you can see a disappointment on my face as I'm looking at it. Because one of the adults had broken it along the way, and just kept passing it along.
He didn't want to say
broken.
Anything. He didn't want to say anything.
He didn't tell me he had broken it. I don't know which one broke it. Somebody broke it.
We got to analyze that video.
Yeah, and somebody broke Jazz and just kept handing it along. And didn't tell me. So I had an unbroken Jazz for like 5 seconds in car mode. And then the rest of the time he was broken. It was the windshield. So he always looked funky. From then on out, my mom tried to glue it. Never worked. That glue didn't hold. She was like Elmer's glue or something like that. I don't even know what it was. So, yeah, that was a huge disappointment for me. You can watch me be crestfallen as a child on this video. I'm so excited. I'm running around like, yeah, I can't wait to see him in robot mode. And I'm getting back, and I'm just kind of examining it like, something's not right.
You knew.
Yeah. I think that's all I wrote down. But, man, Christmas as a kid.
Yeah.
Such a great time.
I got that Batcave from the 89 Batman, the Toy Biz one.
I've grown to love that one.
I know, you didn't like it before.
I didn't like
but
it before.
Man, I loved
it. You turned me on that one. I do think it's really cool looking.
It's cool, and Ghostbusters.
Firehouse.
Hall of Justice, I already mentioned.
I got Boulder Hill.
Big
Castle
play sets.
Yeah, that was when you got the big
That's when
sets.
You got the big things.
That's when you got the big one. You might as well forget it during the year.
Yep.
Because you're not going to get the Terror Drome. You're not going to get Boulder Hill or anything like that during the year.
No, you won't.
You're going to wait for Christmas. We had so many. We used to do Christmas at my house in the morning, and then we'd go to my grandparents' house. Because we're only really close with the grandparents on my mom's side.
Right.
We would go to my grandparents' house, and all the family would be there. And there were so many kids, you know, because it's cousins and cousins and cousins. And my grandparents would have this, they had this, like, I don't know, like, armoire or chest thing in the other room. The presents would be piled around it and would go up to the ceiling and around and down the other way.
Yeah.
And it was just so cool looking, dude, because you'd go in and you'd see this just, like, wall of presents.
Yeah.
They were going to be all handed out to these kids. It was just, like, madhouse. They'd be, like, handing them down like a chain. They would go, like, okay, this one's to this, and it would pass it to this person. What a great time, dude.
That's something I like about Christmas.
What a great time.
When everybody was younger, when we were younger, the passing of gifts, and everybody's like involved in it.
The whole family's passing around gifts. Who's this one to? Make sure this person's got one right now. Oh, it was such a great time.
Yeah.
Such a great time. You looked forward to it all year as a kid.
Yep.
You were waiting for that moment, and then it went by so fast.
It was gone.
It was just gone.
But you had those days, you had the day after, like you didn't have school.
Yeah.
Even if you were in school, you were out of school at that time.
Breaks were longer then.
Breaks seemed longer.
I think they were actually longer.
They must have been.
Because like my boys get out the Friday, which is like the day before Christmas Eve, basically. School day before Christmas Eve. I remember getting off the week before school.
Right.
Or before Christmas, I'm sorry. And like building up to it and having that whole week off to think about Christmas and do things.
And you had like 2 weeks after.
Yeah, and you had like a while after before you went back. It was like a week before Christmas and then all the way through to like the second or third of January.
And you had snow. I just remember distinctly having that Christmas. You have that big blowout.
Yeah.
And then you do all your family stuff and you just can't wait to get home because you got all the stuff waiting
for
you.
There's so many toys.
You
got
all this stuff to play with.
Yeah.
You get home. You get to play, and you fall asleep, and you wake up the next morning, and the sun's shining, and there's snow.
It's time to play. You don't have to go to
school. There's snow outside, and everything's bright because the light is reflecting off of it, and it's so bright, and it just feels good. And you got nothing to do.
You got nothing to do with all these new toys.
You got nothing to do with play with toys.
Yeah. Man, how much would you love to go back right now and do that? Because right now, the day after Christmas, we're going to work.
It's going to be work, and I'll tell you what else. It's going to be gloomy outside.
It's going to be totally
gloomy. It's going to be nasty and dark.
I'm going to be thinking about my kids at home getting to play with toys.
Yep.
I'm going to be very jealous. I'm going to be upset with them.
Yep.
I'm going to take it out on them. I'm going to be mad.
Yeah, get home and take
it
out.
I'm going to be mad. I'm going to give them the silent treatment because I got to stay home and play with toys.
Yeah.
I won't talk to you guys. I won't talk to you guys because you got to play with toys all
day. Just walk away.
Yeah, I'm just going to walk away. Last thing I want to say on this.
No.
I'm going to still say Merry Christmas to people.
I'm
saying Merry Christmas to people on the air right now. I'm saying Merry Christmas.
And I'm saying it.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
You know why?
Because it's freaking Christmas time.
That's what I celebrate. If you celebrate Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or whatever you want to celebrate, say it to me.
That's great, man.
I've had people say it to me. Like Henry says Happy Hanukkah to us sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes he says Merry Christmas. If you want to involve me in your holiday and say it to me, that's great.
That's great.
That's awesome. It's awesome you care enough to show me what holiday you like.
Exactly.
And you want to share it with me. You want to say Happy Hanukkah to me? That's great. That's great. I'm going to say Merry Christmas to you. Because that's the holiday that I have. And you're part of... I like you. And I want you to enjoy my holiday,
too. I accept it.
Accept it.
You accept...
I'm not going to say
that I celebrate Christmas because I got news.
Yeah.
The majority of people here celebrate Christmas.
Yeah.
But on top of that, I accept that you celebrate Hanukkah.
Exactly.
Or Kwanzaa.
I'm fine with it.
Or whatever it is that you want
to
celebrate.
And you want to say it to me? That's great. You're involving me in it? That's awesome.
You want to say Happy Nothing Day? You want to say Happy Another Work Day because you don't celebrate anything?
You say that if you want.
That's great.
I'm not going to say anything to you if you want to say something different than me.
Don't expect me to change everything because of you.
I'm not going to say Happy Holidays to you. I'm going to say Merry Christmas. That's what I'm going to say.
That's right, because that's what you mean.
Because that's what I mean.
You're not talking about the holidays.
I'm not talking about the holidays.
I've had people at stores now, I can tell when they're making a concentrated effort to tell me Merry Christmas instead of Happy Holidays.
That's
because
good.
I know what they're supposed to say. And I always say, thank you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
And Merry Christmas to you. Yes, you did. Merry Christmas to you. That's from Cousin Eddie's Island Adventure.
Yeah.
Daggone it. Stupid. Sorry. Okay, well... That was a sour note. So Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, guys and girls and kids.
And enjoy your time. Be safe.
Oh, are
those sleigh bells I hear?
Oh. Ding, ding, ding.
See, I was... That's pretty good.
Pretty close.
That's good enough.
It's my keys. But
that's all you have.
They don't know.
Hey.
Oh.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening?
Yep.
Hear them jingle by
See them glisten.
Yeah.
They're my shiny bells. They're jingling along.
Walking in an action features land. That's wonderful.
Oh, seriously.
Yeah. All right, everybody. This has been Mike and James
with
action features for the Wait, are we going to do a...
We'll do one...
Before New Year's?
The next one would be after Christmas. It would be the 27th that we record.
Okay.
So we'll record that day, I think.
We'll see you one more time for 2012.
Yeah.
All right.
And then we'll go out with a bang.
We'll go out with a bang.
No, we won't. It'll just be a regular episode.
It's probably going to be regular.
We'll talk about stuff we got for Christmas, because it'll be post-Christmas.
Nobody wants to hear that.
No, they want to hear it.
Okay, I'll tell you everything I got for Christmas.
They want to hear that.
I'll tell you everything.
Yeah, they want to hear that.
Okay, we'll talk about other things, too. All right, everybody. Mike and James, Action Features, Episode 30, Feliz Navidad.
Merry Christmas is what is that? What that means?
Yeah, well, you are. Yeah, that means Merry Christmas.
Is that in Spanish?
Yep.
Okay, so Merry Christmas still.
Yeah, you, still you said Merry Christmas.
I say Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
yeah. I didn't do it. Brought to you by.
I know.
I thought so. Recording right now.
Yes, sir.
Oh, is this gonna trail off? Start trailing it off right here.
Okay.
Can you, do you have to
I can do that. I can do it later. I can do it afterwards.
Okay. Well, I hope it's trailing off.